Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to a Tuesday night here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn with you. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We'll start with open phones for the first hour, 412-928-9370. We're going to talk some Steelers, more in the Rodgers. We're going to get a national perspective of the Steelers and the Rodgers and the Rudolph and the Slay and the whatever situation, where the Steelers stand in the AFC North. Are they a legit team? I mean, can we even go there at 6-4? But we will. We'll hear from Chicago as well, not the band, but the city. And Joel, the thing I really want to know from our Chicago reporter that's going to join us is, when you say the word Aaron Rodgers on Chicago radio, like, what happens? Is that like, I mean, what's the comparison here? Is it, I mean, I can't say it's Lamar. It's not really Flacco. I mean, like, who's really, is it, I don't know. Is it Maddox? Is it Bumgarner? Is it like I'm trying to think of the comparison for fans here. So we'll get into that and find out more about the Bears and what they really have. You know, their assistant head coach is Antoine Randle L. So we'll find out some more about Chicago and what's going on. And a special guest at 9:20 is going to join us in studio. And he's got a Christmas present for you, Jolie, and one for everybody that's listening. So we'll talk about that as we continue. But let's break down the Aaron Rodgers talk first. Mike Tomlin kind of spelled it out. And I thought, actually, there are times when you're at Tomlin or Tomlin's news conference, and it's like, okay, you can tell he's obviously not telling us something, or there's something, there's another piece that he's leaving out of the puzzle. I think today he was actually fairly honest with what he knew, which is Aaron's got they're working on a brace, and I'm going to guess it's kind of going to kind of look like a bowling glove that they're going to have on that left hand. And it's a matter of finding a brace that, and finding the right one. And apparently they've gone through a few different apparatus, and they're trying to find one that he's comfortable with, that limits pain, and that if he falls, which he will at some point, given what we've seen the last few games, if he braces himself, can that help keep from more fracturing? Or can it be strong enough if it gets hit, if a player hits him on the hand, like, can he survive through that? That's what they're going to work through the next few days. He really wants to play. And I know Chicago, the fact that it's Chicago doesn't factor in, according to Tomlin. I think it does. I think he enjoys those matchups. I think he enjoys going into the hostile environments and trying to shut up an opposing crowd. I think one of the things we've learned about Rodgers is he does really love the game, and he loves to compete, and he loves those scenarios where people are on him, not in a personal way, especially in a news conference setting, but in a being on the field as part of the opposing team way. I mean, you can imagine what Roethlisberger is like going into Baltimore. That's kind of like Aaron Rodgers going into Chicago without as many playoff matchups. The domination is amazing. Especially at Soldier Field. I think he's 24-5 against Chicago all time. That's incredible for a rivalry game. And I know some people could say, well, the Vikings are more of a rival. But traditionally, it's Bears-Packers. And it's probably Bears-Packers and Bears-Vikings are close. Maybe like when the Browns or Bengals are good and it's Steelers-Ravens, but then it's off to the side. So Rodgers is going to go through. He's not going to practice tomorrow. We know that. And then on Thursday, he's going to try to work some in. You know, you can't simulate being hit, but at least he's going to go through some different braces and try to figure out which one fits. As Tomlin said, pain tolerance really isn't an issue. He said with something he didn't say after the game is that Rodgers wanted to go back in. That he wanted to re-enter the game on Sunday, even though he wasn't on the sidelines, which was odd. But that he wanted to come back into the game, so he doesn't think that that's the issue. It's just comfortability, and can they find some type of brace that if he tries to hold himself from or stop himself from falling, which he shouldn't do, but you know sometimes things happen, that he would be able to survive through it. So they're going to start. And then to finish that thought, on Friday, that's going to be the big practice day. And he said that Rodgers doesn't need practice and that Tomlin doesn't need to see him practice. But they want to see him practice. The functionality of him going through a practice is important for them. So Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to hear a lot of things. It's probably after practice Friday where we're really going to know. And, you know, typically we hear from Aaron on Wednesday. We don't know if we're going to hear from him tomorrow, if we're not going to hear from him till Friday. And really, from our standpoint, if he's only going to talk once, it probably makes sense that he talks on Friday where you kind of know where he stands as opposed to him giving a lot of answers like, well, I don't know. Still, I got to let it play out. And he might still have some of those come Friday, but he wants to play. He's going to try to play. But until that point, and make no mistake about this, Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback, period. There is no controversy. There's no working in. There's no competition. It's Mason Rudolph. It's why you bring him in for these scenarios. Now, what I wonder from you is the confidence you have in Mason Rudolph. 412-928-9370. Want to get your thoughts. And if Rodgers, and Tomlin would never say this, but if he says he can go, he's going to give Rodgers the ball. Unless it's just so bad that he has to make it. But he's not. If Aaron says he wants to go out there and play and he can do the things necessary, he's going to play. But are you so skewed by the last six quarters and what you saw from Mason against probably the worst defense in the NFL that you want Mason to play? Regardless, kind of like, I'm cool if Aaron sits out because I'd rather have Rodgers in there. The best thing he did in that game, I thought in the second half, besides not making a mistake, is they only missed one first down. He made throws on third down, and he didn't have to be Superman. He wasn't trying to do too much. Didn't have to be Mahomes. Didn't have to be Josh Allen. Check down was there. Hit a guy in stride so he can run after catch. Now, I think the Steelers will help because they got a lead. Probably made it a little bit easier for him than it was for Aaron. I'll say this for Rodgers. First half of the season, first seven games, he was the MVP of the team. I mean, we were asked that question a lot, and I don't doubt that. what they did offensively based on what they had done in the last couple of years was next level. What we've seen is it's almost reverted back. Do you think Mason is going to take that to another level, that the offense is going to be different, that a game plan for Mason, and all of a sudden you're going to see all those deep passes you want to see? Would you want him over Rodgers? And for those that think that Will Howard should be given a chance here, we'll hear from you at 412-928-9370. Will Howard never even took a preseason snap, let alone an NFL snap. Howard has been back for a couple of weeks. He went through a 21-day window to prove that he was healthy enough. He's healthy enough. There's no issue. There's no apparatus on his hand. Ironic that it's the same type of injury, although not exactly. He's thrown some passes in practice. He's never played in a preseason game. He's worked in for a few reps on scout team. Do you really want this to be a competition at quarterback to take your team into Chicago and to start a three-game window that is going to be monstrous if Aaron can't go? That's where, to me, like, it is a no-doubter. It is no question. It is Aaron, but we want to get your thoughts. What you like about Mason? Do you want Mason regardless? Do you think it's time for a switch? If Aaron's healthy, no doubt to you that Aaron Rodgers should be the starting quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or has it changed? Or is it bigger than that? Does it not matter who the quarterback is because it's more the system? Frank in Greensburg, you're first up here on the evening shift. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks.
Well, my opinion is that I don't know, did it really much matters who you have? It seems that the Steelers want to try to throw these little short passes. And Aaron and Rodgers is afraid to get hit, so that's a means of not getting him hit. But for us to be any good, to get any better, we have to be able to force the ball downfield. And until we do, we're not going to be very good.
When you say force it downfield, you mean just, hey, take some shots, roll the dice.
Take some shots. I mean, Rudolph come in and we threw the ball downfield at least 15, 18 yards. The only time Rodgers throws the ball that far down if he's throwing one down the sideline on a one-on-one play. Other than that, it's a dink and dunk, and it makes it very easy for these defenses to cover our guys. I mean, what saw some of all these other teams? You know, not that the Cowboys are any good by any means, but our receiver who we got rid of
he's been pretty
had
good.
145 yards yesterday, going across the middle and things of that nature, and we never ran him on passes like that. His play routes for us was run deep, and let's see if we can throw the ball up to him.
Well, Frank, I think it's a good distinction, Frank, because I think it's more Dallas's offense than anything else.
Right, right. And we need to do that to have some explosive plays or if not, these corners and that, they're just going to sit on our guys when we're running these 4 and 5 yard passes. I mean, in that game before Rodgers got hurt, how many passes did he throw that were 3 and 4 yards?
There's been a lot recently. There's been a lot. Now, early in the season, we saw a lot of yak yardage. I mean,
correct.
You know, so they were throwing those type of passes but having success. But it seems like the league has adapted on the Steelers, and now it's time for the Steelers to kind of ante up.
Now we need to adapt.
Exactly. Enjoyed the call, Frank. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Colin and Irwin, you're up next here on 93.7 The Fan.
Thank you for taking my call. How's it going tonight?
Good, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say I agree with the last caller, Frank. I don't think it necessarily really matters so much who's playing quarterback right now. I think it's more about the Steelers' game plan and just how stale the game plan has been, obviously, for many years now. The Steelers haven't tried to make any sort of adjustments when we changed coordinators, even when we changed teams every single week. And NFL defensive coordinators throughout the league seem to kind of have figured the Steelers out to a point where they need to change something up. We got to do something different to have a chance at winning a playoff game this year.
Yeah, and Colin, I will say this. I think at the beginning of the year, it was different. I mean, you saw the Steelers doing different things. Ben Skowronek caught the first touchdown pass, and that wasn't just a screen pass. Like, they had some routes that you were like, okay, this is what NFL offenses look like, and it kind of rolled for the first couple of weeks. But I think it's, you know, to both you and Frank's point, I think the opposing defenses have figured that out. So what are the Steelers going to do to change what they're doing? And, yeah, Mason can throw a deep ball. I still don't want him in there over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'd rather have Rodgers on any given day myself, but I think they need to try to change up the game plan a little bit, maybe throw some different, I don't know, trick plays or something in there to make us a little bit less predictable and, you know, give us a better chance at advancing the ball beyond the line to gain.
Colin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn with you here on a Fan Evening Show on 93.7 The Fan. Johnny and Farrell, you're going to be up next. Let's get to Mark in Cleveland first. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I want to see what Mason has. And to be honest, when Ben retired, my dad and I were talking on watching games together our whole lives. But we wanted to give Mason a shot from the beginning once Ben retired.
Why?
I think we run with – why? See what he has. See what he generally has without looking over his shoulder, without being, you know, the fans attacking him. I just want him to get an opportunity in a system that's actually geared towards what he can do and just go play. He's more mobile. Listen, I love Aaron Rodgers. He's more mobile than Aaron Rodgers is now. I think with him in there, I think we could still succeed. And I also want to see Will Howard get reps in practice because he may not be the future. I get it, sixth-round pick. But why not try it out and give him the opportunity as well? We don't give enough opportunity to the young guys. We wait and we wait and we wait and we wait, and then we draft somebody else. I just think it's time for him to get some reps as well. But let's see what Mason has. He's got the deep arm. He looked good. He's looked good the past, what, 4 or 5 games in Pittsburgh. And I just think he deserves a chance and an opportunity with this.
So that 3-game playoff set holds a lot of weight with you, you know, leading into the playoffs.
Know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think how it couldn't. I mean, it's a high-pressure situation. You have to win these games. Sure, we didn't win the playoff game at Buffalo, but he had to win those games to move forward, and he showed that he can win.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Johnny and Farrell, you're up next here on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You?
Real good, bro.
What is that? Is that Al Rosa Villa? Is that the place in Farrell?
You talking about the old
the wing Mozilla place?
Oh, Quaker Steak and Lube?
No. There's a called a villa or something up in Farrell.
Oh, it could be.
All right.
There's been so many wings up there, man. Or it's like every joint has wings.
No, you're right.
So
about
it's crazy.
That. What's up?
But well, let's look at this tactically, right? Would you feel better? What's your threshold on Rodgers? Like just on him being healthy, like 80%, let's just say, throw it out there.
You know, here's the problem. I don't think we would know.
Okay. Well, let's just say all things being equal, if it was 80, let's say that's the number, right?
Okay.
So tactically, would you feel better about an 80% Rodgers starting or backing up? So would you feel better with Rudolph starting or coming in relief? You know, a perceived weakness like a hurt arm, you know, you can use that as a diversionary tactic and get these guys thinking all kinds of stuff and still have an ace in the hole if you need it. I'd rather put Rodgers out there and have Mason be the backup.
So you're
if Rodgers is helping up the play.
So you're talking about like when they had the old Oklahoma quarterback here a few years ago and then Ben came in relief. Like that? You mean have Rodgers ready as the relief man and start Rudolph, and if it doesn't go well, you bring Aaron in? Is that what you're talking about, Johnny?
No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying I would rather have Rudolph come in from the bench and bring out Rodgers, and if you know he can get you what he can get, and hopefully that gets them focused on his injury, maybe use it as diversion. And if it doesn't work, I'd rather have Rudolph come in as the backup. Like that's how I'd rather have it. If they both can play, I'd rather keep it as is, and I think that would work better tactically. I could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, as you were saying that, I was thinking of it the other way. I actually kind of got into it a little bit. Like, what if Rodgers was like, hey, in case of, you know, emergency break
right
glass.
There, that could be the decision that changes the game, that changes everything. I don't know which one. I just think it would be better to have Mason as a backup.
All right.
If all things is equal.
Thank you, Johnny. Let's get to Jack in Elwood. Hey, Jack.
Jeffrey, how's everything, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, Tomlin ain't ever going to give Rudolph a real chance. Let's be realistic, right?
Well, he signed him back. I mean, he came back.
Rodgers is injured, so any man on the planet is going to let that guy have a week off, especially with a broken bone, if you have any kind of common sense or a heartbeat. And obviously, he doesn't want Rudolph to play well, because why? How do you pull a guy? How do you sit a guy that's playing well? He's jealous of Rudolph. Rudolph is probably the smartest guy on the team, and Tomlin can't be outsmarted. So he doesn't not like Rudolph. I would bet you anything, if you had to give him $10, that he wouldn't tell you that. Yeah. Otherwise, do you think, Mr. Hathorne? Do you think? I don't know. I think Tomlin thinks he's one of the players. That's why there's really nobody running the team, right? Tomlin thinks he is a player. So who in the hell is in charge? Who knows? You have a great night, brother.
All right, Jack. There's a lot there. Let me say this. Does Tomlin like to converse with the players? Yes. Does he also have honest conversations with these guys? And when you talk to players, one of the things they'll tell you is that they feel like they've been treated most honestly with the Steelers, so that Tomlin will tell them exactly where they're at. Now, can you argue that he's too friendly with them or whatever? Sure. Especially when it's not going exactly as you want. There can be a lot of those conversations, but you know, one of the biggest player coaches of all time was Bill Cowher, and people think that he just yelled at guys, but actually, he was their bud. Like he could be tough, but like Bill could be more of a player's coach than Mike. Jim in Cranberry, you're up next here on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You?
Good. Hey, just quick few points. You know, I think you play Rodgers if he could play. I mean, Tomlin brought him in for a reason. I don't think he's played terrible this year. I kind of, you know, seeing what I thought he'd be, short passes, get rid of the ball quick. I mean, he's played some good games. But here's my point with the Steelers. It's the same old Steelers. They don't get turnovers on defense. They don't get short fields. They don't make special teams plays. They ain't winning the game. They're not winning big games. This is the same thing with the Steelers since Ben towards the end of his career, even during the kind of the prime of his career. If they don't get turnovers, they're not going to win the game. And this defense is the highest paid defense in the league, and it's been disappointing. They've had good games, but you know, I think the best thing to do, the Steelers have a running game, get the running game going, keep that defense off the field, you give yourself a chance to win. Who the quarterback is, that'll play out, but I think you stay with Rodgers. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jim, appreciate the call. Todd in Wexford, you're next here on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Todd. You?
Going. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead. Sorry, it cut out there for a second.
Yeah, I think it was the switching over. But anyhow, I feel like, why do you want to have Rodgers play? I think people are so hyped on it's Aaron Rodgers. Just like this is the same story, but on a lesser thing. That Russell Wilson last year, he had a high-profile quarterback that had some great years, and Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. But the point everybody's missing is it's not this. If you asked me 10 years ago, Aaron Rodgers, 10 years ago, hands down, is way better than Mason Rudolph today. But he's not. That's the biggest thing you guys are all missing. He's 41. That's the reason why he can only do dink and dunk passes and go down the field. He doesn't have the same ability. And for some reason, we're all putting Aaron Rodgers. I'd love to have Aaron Rodgers from 8 years ago, 10 years ago, but he's not. What do you think happened to Ben at the end? Love Ben. Ben had great stats, but it's diminished talent. It's the same story playing out, and it ain't going to get any better. And I'm not saying we're going to go win a Super Bowl with Mason Rudolph, but we have a better chance to win, in my personal opinion, with Mason because he could stay in there longer, look over the field. He's younger. He could take the hits. He could get the ball down the field. Aaron Rodgers cannot unless you put a gate around him to protect him. He's just not going to be able to make the same pass. Doesn't mean he doesn't have the ability, but he doesn't have the ability because of his age to stay in the pocket. And that's why he can't make the passes.
Todd, did you feel that way after week 6? Or do you feel like it's just the length of the season and he's getting worse and worse and worse?
Well, that's one point for sure. I think he's taken too many hits and now he's really wearing down. But I also think on the other thing, at the beginning of the season, I really wasn't big for Aaron Rodgers coming in because I felt we were going to have the same Russell Wilson 2.0 with a better player than Russell Wilson, even in their heyday. But I just thought you were getting the same age guy that's just not going to be able to make it happen. And believe it or not, coming into Sunday's game, I even said this to my brother. I said, man, I wish Aaron Rodgers would just get knocked out of the game and just to see what Mason would look like in this offense.
Did you like that half? What did you think of him in that half against Cincy?
I loved the half because I don't know football like in the X and O's, but by having him being able to be in the pocket that little bit extra and hold the ball and not worry, he looked calm. He didn't worry about it. And Aaron Rodgers of 10 years ago, that he would have been that and then some. It's just, if he's not, that's what we keep forgetting. He's 41. He just can't do it. And that's why I think Mason gives us the better chance to win because he can let those receivers play out their routes and he could get it down the field. And that's what you need. You need those extra 1, 2, 3 seconds to be able to make better passes and make better completions longer down the field. And why Aaron Rodgers can't do that because he doesn't want to get hit. If you gave him all the protection in the world, yeah, he can make every throw in the world, but you're not going to have that in any game. And that's why you see guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they have the ability that Rodgers had 10 years ago.
Well, wouldn't we all want to be ourselves 10 years ago?
I'd love to be that one too, but that's my problem. We're losing the sight that Aaron Rodgers, we keep saying Aaron Rodgers, he's just not the same guy. Let's get over it. He's 41. Yeah, that's the problem.
Thank you for the call, Todd. And I think this, maybe I'm still enamored with some of the things this offense did early in the season of like things we haven't seen since Ben. And I think that's an objective take. We haven't seen that type of level of play since Ben, but maybe it just isn't sustainable. Mr. Old School, you're next on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, so good to hear your voice.
You too.
Hey, I want Rodgers to sit this week, not because of what the last guy just said. I don't know what they're looking at. Rodgers just threw a 68-yard pass in the air just 2.5 weeks ago. I mean, the guy still can throw the ball. You still can hear the whistle when he throws the football. So I don't think that's the issue. The issue is we got receivers who cannot get open. If you look at the 22 film, you can see nobody's getting open. There's no separation, and so Rodgers is trying to throw the spots, and they're not even getting there. But the reason why I want him to sit is because we brought him in to win a playoff game. We still got big in division games coming up. Why risk him for an out-of-division game, let him get hurt worse, just let him sit this week and get him ready for the in-division games we got coming up with Baltimore, we got another with the Browns, and then we want to try to win a playoff game. That's what I'm thinking.
I think you can get through a game. The reason that you sign Mason Rudolph is these situations right here where you need a game or two where somebody could step in that you don't want long-term. But for a game or two, this is the scenario. I think always Mr. Old School makes sense. Mike on the Parkway, you're next here on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Hey, listen, I agree with that about bringing Rodgers in to win the a game at the end of the year in the playoffs. But my thing is this. You know they didn't change, the playbook at halftime. Okay? And he probably ran the same plays that was set in the game plan that was set for Rodgers. Now, I'll tell you what, you talk about not guys getting open. I'll tell you what, he hit some guys in stride and he moved them up and down the field. And I'll tell you what, Rudolph did a heck of a job. Now, you know what? Maybe it's time, like he said, to sit Rodgers and let Rudolph take the ship. And if something happens, then bring him back in.
Yeah,
let him go.
I will say this, Mike, quickly, and then I'll let you respond. Rodgers even said, Rudolph, rather, said after the game, at halftime he found out. They went over some of the plays. Like, there are things they talk about during the week that, what if? And then they had a long break in the third quarter where they were able to talk more. So they were able to kind of tailor some of the calls to Aaron. But I get your overall point, or to Mason, rather. I get your overall point because they didn't put in a game plan specifically for Mason. And if there's ever a dude, though, that has dealt with the adversity of just being thrown into scenarios that he should never be thrown into, man, it's Mason Rudolph. You know, whether it was that COVID game where Ben wasn't going to play and all of a sudden he takes a private jet to the game and shows up and Mason's like, what the hell? And he doesn't get to play, or if he's had to go in these situations. I admire Mason for handling these things and not whining about the scenario that he's put in. I just want to say
I agree 100%. And the thing is, you know what? Maybe if these plays are fit for him, and that's what he said, that what's-his-name will call the plays based on that. But if that's the case, maybe Rodgers ought to pick up on some of these and have these little crossing routes and these dumps and let the Iron Mountain, Tall Mountain guy just run over people some more, you know?
Dude, wasn't that fun? How much fun was that to watch? What did you do? You're watching the game. How did you react, Mike?
Oh, I started laughing. When I was playing before, I hit Herschel Walker like that. He ran me over, and it was like seeing it all over again.
Yeah.
My thing was this, okay? I mean, why can't we do that like he did and just let, them guys underneath crossing routes, pick routes, whatever it may be, I mean, they do it against us. So, it seems like the NFL gets in, a little bit of tendencies to where they call it and then they don't call it, the rub routes, the pick routes. I mean, our team down in Tampa at one time, they used to pick off of the official. Okay, they used to run the tight ends off of the linesman behind the line of scrimmage, and they would run right off of him, so he was doing the picking. So, I mean, it's there, you know, do it, and if they call it, then you back off of it. But in the meantime, if they were suited for him, which I imagine they do, you know, what plays do you like to run? You know, okay, then let's start gearing them towards him a little bit.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Listen, we got to take a quick timeout. Jim, Dave, Bob, and Aaron, you're all up next on the next segment, 412-928-9370. Quick timeout. Jolie's got headlines. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.